You are listening to the Practicing the Art of Small Business podcast with Shannon Merlo and Julie Parker. Join their conversations about business, leadership, and the self-awareness journey to greater success.
Welcome to episode number 3 of Practicing the Art of Small Business. My name is Shannon Merlo and I'm with Julie Parker Coves. Julie, how are you today?
I'm really well, Shannon. Thanks so much. I'm so thrilled we're at episode number 3. It all seems so fresh.
It is so fresh. Three still fresh.
Yeah. I'm turning 50 in just a few days. And somebody said to me today, I had a meeting with a new client earlier today, and she was describing one of her staff members as being older, you know, 40.
I kind of love how as we get older, age becomes, or what is old becomes relative, because I remember when my dad turned 40 and I thought that he was like the oldest person on earth, and now I'm over 40 and I certainly don't feel like the oldest person on earth. So
it is interesting. The age thing is quite interesting. I know that I'm loving the fact that I'm turning 50, and it happened over the past couple of years. I had trouble turning 30 for some reason, had no trouble turning 40, but I'm so loving turning 50 because I just feel like the wisdom and the experience, and you look the age of having enough experience where you've got more weight, you've got more kudos, more credibility. So I'm hoping I can leverage off the way I look. I hope people have more faith in what I have to say.
whereas I had some significant emotional challenges to overcome when I turned 40. But actually, that's probably a nice little segue into what we're talking about today, because I wanted to talk today about mindset and a growth mindset. And I think that our ages do have an impact on our mindset, or certainly our openness to change. And we're going to hopefully debunk some myths today and help our listeners understand the benefit of a growth mindset in the context of business and personal development. And so we'd love to hear from you if this resonates with you. What are your thoughts when I say growth mindset and mindset, Julie?
The first thought that's come to my mind is that I have assumed I've got a growth mindset, and I assume that I'm a good person, but I think it's a question that deserves the further attention and further reflection inside ourselves. Do I have a growth mindset? Certainly within the entrepreneurial journey and the self-improvement and awareness journey, you need a mindset of growth to be able to get to each subsequent level of development. So what is a growth mindset?
Well, according to Dr. Carol Dweck's book, Mindset, I think it's Mindset, The New Art of Something. I've got that wrong. But anyway, if you Google Amazon Dr. Carol Dweck and mindset, you will find the book. The idea of a growth mindset is that the way that we think or who we are is actually not fixed. So our natural tendencies, we, I think, are often raised with this idea that we might be smart at maths, or we're creative, or we are good at sport. And quite often we associate our identity with that thing, and that's fixed. And quite often when that's fixed, we have a perception around ourselves that we can't change that. So let's say I wasn't naturally sporty. A fixed mindset would be, well, I'm just not naturally sporty. There's no point in trying to be sporty because that's not who I am. Whereas a growth mindset would be one who says, I can learn anything. I can learn to be better at that thing. I can learn the skills. I can grow those skills, and I cannot give up just because I'm not naturally attuned to that thing. And I'm going to read a quote, Julie, from
I'm loving it.
I love a quote.
Because for all of our listeners out there, we do approach this a little bit organically, and ad hoc makes it seem of little value. But Shannon and I just jump online together and just start feeding off each other. So there's not an enormous amount of prep done until today, Shannon.
There is a bit of prep done today, and let me find, except that I've realised I closed my little thing, so that's okay. Okay, so one of these quotes, this is from Michael Jordan, and he has had an immense growth mindset. So this quote is from him. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I have been trusted to take the game winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. So that fundamentally is what the growth mindset is. And the reason I wanted to talk about that is I'm doing some work with a collaborator on growth mindset, but I came to realize that there's areas of my life that were actually fixed and beliefs that I had about myself that couldn't change. And it's been a really interesting journey of awareness for myself to go, oh, I didn't realize that I thought that that was just who I am and I can't change. It's really shifted that level of thinking that I've had. And maybe if I give an example of that.
Please do.
So identity is a really interesting one. So I think that when we associate with ourselves as I am this person, I have these innate traits that's just who I am, and I can't change that thing about me, that's the fixed mindset. Because a growth mindset is an awareness that that is who I am right now. But if I challenge myself and I'm okay to make mistakes and learn from the failures, that's a growth mindset and we can be different. So the identity shift that's probably been most profound with me has probably been, I mean, gosh, since I turned 40, actually, I've been doing a lot of development with regard to money beliefs and money understanding and who I am with money. Relationships has been a big one. And also I think my capacity as a business owner as well. So really challenging my perception of myself around those identity traits and taking a really growth mindset that I can change the way that I am isn't fixed. And if I'm not happy with it, I can change those elements of myself. And we'll just pause there, Julie, for a breath. What are your thoughts?
Gosh, that's good. I agree. And the things that were coming to my mind were some of the obvious mindsets that we have of, but I'm an anxious person, but I'm a perfectionist, but I'm fearful of heights, I'm fearful of spiders, and that's just not me, that's just not who I am, and that's what you're talking about, but that closed mindset, whereas the freedom comes when what do you want to be? Well, that is you. You just have to bridge the gap. You just have to learn the skills or open the brain up in that this particular area for you to become that person. And this is where where affirmations and things are very helpful as well, because they help get your mind used to the concept that what you think right now may not be true.
Yes.
Well, may not be different.
Well, let's go really high level philosophical. None of what we think is true. So I love using this analogy, Julie. Let me grab my pen. For anyone who's worked with me, you will have had the pen analogy. So for those who are listening on the podcast, I'm holding up a blue biro and there's a lid on the end. For those who are watching this, you can see here's my pen. Now, the reality is this doesn't exist anyway. It's just energy and blah, blah, blah. But going down a little bit, this is a blue pen, but it's only blue because of how you and I associate a color, and how you associate to blue could be very different to how I associate to blue. Now, if I've had a difficult experience with a pen, then I might have negative associations with the pen. It might have been used to injure. So for me, it's not a pen, it's not a writing utensil, it's a weapon. For you, you may use pens to create beautiful artwork. So for you, this pen is a symbol of creativity and innovation and expression. So my reality of this thing is a device that creates harm. Your reality of this thing is a device that creates beauty in the world. So therefore, nothing is actually real except for the meaning that we put onto it. So nothing is real to start off with. So none of what we believe is real. It's just what
we'll just
we believe.
We'll just plunge it up in our brain.
It's all make-believe.
Yeah.
But the idea of the growth mindset is if you like that concept, everything that's going on between our two little earlobes is just made up. And therefore, if you take the concept of a growth mindset, you can make up anything.
Yeah. Create your own reality.
Create your own reality.
I love it. You talking about attaching the meaning to a thing. I've recalled the Lefko method, and it's somebody rather Lefko, and do look him up, everybody out there. We're going to provide links to anything that we refer to in the show notes. But this is a lovely example of the meaning we attach to things and how changeable that is dependent upon just our own input.
Mm.
So imagine, Shannon, you're getting married tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! You wake up tomorrow morning. Pardon?
Lucky guy.
Lucky guy. That's it. So you have planned this wedding for 3 years.
I would have outsourced that.
Somebody has planned your wedding for 3 years. And you wake up tomorrow morning, it's going to be an outdoor wedding, and it's pouring with rain. What do you feel? Distressed, upset. What am I supposed to do now? The whole day is ruined. However, if you woke up in a country where within the culture, rain on your wedding day means lifelong love and devotion to one another, then your meaning that you attach to that will be that the rain is a blessing, a wonderful thing.
Mm.
And then if you weren't getting married tomorrow and you were going to spend the day working from home instead and you woke up and it's raining, you would have zero meaning attached to that.
Mm.
Now, the rain didn't change. The only thing that changed was the meaning that you attached to it.
Mm.
So I do love that sense of, or that awareness that you get when you go, gosh, so I'm the fault, I'm the reason, I'm the answer. Mm. All I need to do is shift the meaning around something and all of a sudden life's working for me, not against me.
Mm.
All of a sudden, all of my strengths are coming to the fore and I'm adding to them. All of a sudden, my weaknesses aren't playing a big role in my level of success that I can achieve or not.
Mm. And this is where that growth mindset can really come in, because you talked at the start about that imposter syndrome. And I think that unless anyone is sort of on a level of spectrum of non-awareness, everyone's got a sense of imposter, I'm not good enough, especially as we step up to new challenges. If we are putting ourselves in a position where we are trying new things and we're challenging ourselves, there's always going to be that thought in the back of our mind, are we supposed to be doing this? Like, let's be fearful, because that's our brain just kind of making sure that we're going to be safe. So that's our brain kind of doing what it needs to do. But every time we feel that imposter question in our brain or hear it or experience it, that's where we can take a growth mindset to say, it's not because we're not good enough. It's because for where we are right now, this is an opportunity to grow. This is an opportunity to learn. This is an opportunity to really embrace that uncomfortableness as a way of actually changing who we are right now. And it's not so much about a direct correlation between, you know, where we are now and that particular challenge. But every time we challenge ourselves, our brain creates new pathways in a whole bunch of different ways. So there's no telling what other opportunities there are as we actually grow in that thing. There's correlation to growing in other things, if that makes sense. That makes sense to you?
Absolutely does. And the thing that kind of has come into my brain is the very first thing we need to tell ourselves, whether we believe it or not, is every single time a limited growth mindset thing comes into our brains, we must replace it with, I love change, I love changing, I love changing, I love changing, I'm changeable, I'm changeable. Whatever resonates with you that reminds your brain that discomfort is just the prelude to change. That's all.
Julie, I really love that. And the thing that came up for me was the word choice. And that's something that I've been affirming to myself quite a lot these days is I get a choice on how I get to experience this challenge. So choice for me is really a freedom creating word for me, because I can then go, I can choose how I interpret this. Do I choose it as something that's a challenge that I'm going to embrace, or do I choose to interpret it as something that I'm fearful of and I'm not going to take action of? Like, what choices am I going to make that's going to help me to take advantage of this situation? So choice is something that I've been really connecting with recently, and also just realizing that everything that I do in life, everything that I think in life, I have choice. And when we started off the I'm stressed, I'm this, I am that scenario, we get to choose how we're interpreting who we are and our experiences. So when I say I am stressed, that's a choice that I'm making to say that. And this might actually be quite confronting for some people. Like, no, I am stressed. That's what I am. You're choosing to experience it as stress. You could choose to experience it as excitement. You could choose to experience it as challenge. So, yeah.
That's it. I think that's one of the most profound things, Shannon, that you've just casually hit upon there. That we change. We change the verbiage that we use to ourselves. Rather than my life is stressful, I'm choosing to be stressed. Mm-hmm. Rather than I'm failing at this thing, I'm choosing to fail. I'm choosing not to try any longer. And so this is where common sense can confound the belief that you've got going on. Mm-hmm. Because our conscious brain, as an adult, when it processes a long-held belief from when we're a child, such as I'm not sporty, that's just not who I am, I'm choosing not to be sporty. So then the adult brain gets an opportunity to go, well, is that what I want? Is that the choice I want? Let me choose something different here. And I read a great quote, you know, one of the prime resources for information on Facebook. And
that's pretty much where I learnt everything that I know. That's not actually true, just for the record.
That's right. You can have faith clients. She has read more than just the timeline on Facebook. And it was great.
It was on Twitter. It was all Twitter.
This quotation said that marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your hard. Being obese is hard. Being fit is hard. Choose your hard. Being poor is hard. Being constantly turning over high funds is hard. Choose your hard. Like, it's all going to be hard.
I saw that quote of yours.
Did you see that?
Did I like it? If I didn't, I was just stalking you. But I love that, the choose your hard. And the point around this is that people don't think that they have choice. They think that, and I think that when I'm projecting they, you listeners, it's all your fault.
You're always talking about Shannon.
I know that there's been times where I have felt that this is my reality. This is how it is, and it's unchangeable. But I've chosen a whole bunch of pathways or decisions that I'm making that is creating that reality, and therefore I can choose to do it differently. And when I choose to do it differently, or if I choose to think differently or experience it differently, it's going to get me a different outcome. And anyone who doesn't believe that,
You're flying in the face of the laws of nature.
You might not be on the right podcast, but, you know, if you're still hanging on, just hang in there with us and challenge your thinking. Use this as a, if this is the first, if this is profound for you, then we would really encourage you to take a moment to become aware that the thought is there, because the first step is awareness, isn't it, Julie?
Yes, Shannon. And Charles Covess, my glorious, talented husband, just on his recent podcast said something that I have heard him say a few times before: you can't weed a garden until you're aware of where the weeds are.
Ooh.
I like it.
I like that.
Yeah. And so this is the key. I mean, the key to happiness anyways is taking complete responsibility over your life. But this is taking responsibility of your thoughts in the moment. And what you were talking about just then, I'm choosing to feel this way or to be this way. What I choose to do now, I could get a different outcome. So what can I do in this moment to get a better outcome, to have a hard that I'm more happy with rather than the hard that's difficult to go through and seems pointless to go through? And it is catching ourselves in the moment. This is where habits are created and shifted, catching ourselves in the moment and forcing ourselves to do the other thing, not just keep to the default pattern that's easy for our brains to process. We're trying to do a pattern interrupt. And so a nice challenge for the week is just to catch yourself when you are stating these terms of being: I am anxious, I am overwhelmed, I don't have enough time in my day. When you do have, so no, I'm choosing not to have enough time in my day. I could be doing something about that, but I'm choosing not to. So let me see if I can change my outcome and choose a different way. And just start getting that malleability in your brain where the thoughts that you have are changeable. It's up to you though to change them and to take that action. I think taking the action is the one step that most people struggle with.
Yeah, and I do think, given that I've reflected on my own growth mindset, although I've had moments in my life, another book that I read which started my understanding about change and how the brain changes, The Brain That Changes Itself by Dr.
It's actually around me somewhere in one of these bookcases. Find it.
Norman Dodge, that's his name. Norman Dodge blew my mind. Talk about a mindset, growth mindset, learning. And that book, if you haven't read it, I really encourage you to read it, because if you believe that your mind and your brain is fixed, this is who you are, this is your identity, these are your skills, that book is going to blow your mind with the experiments that they have proven shows that your brain is malleable and your brain creates new neural pathways every day. So especially with, we opened up talking about our ages, I think that if we're older, often we think, or we've been told, as you age, your ability to change is reduced. That is completely incorrect. And if you don't believe that, then consider you've got a fixed mindset. So by believing that, you've got a growth mindset. And with a growth mindset, you can actually change the way that your brain functions and the way that your brain thinks. And I would encourage you to use that book as an example of how profoundly the brain can actually change. And you talked about those challenges, Julie. We can actually, as long as there's awareness around those areas where we've got that fixed mindset or where we're not accepting challenge, and to use that as part of our growth plan to say, actually, I can improve in that area. I can change in that area if I choose to do so.
Absolutely. That's it. That's shifting your experience of life, and it's shifting what you're capable of doing as well. As you know, I think I've mentioned it to you before, my extremely simple method of shifting my beliefs around myself, my little mantra, which I'll talk about maybe at another time because we're running out of time. But Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about, and he's an epigeneticist, And
say that 10 times fast, listeners.
Epigeneticist. But you were talking about the experiments that they've conducted in the brain that changes itself in that book that are noted in that book. And it is extraordinary when you start to realize that your body is really what you train it to be. And even down to a cellular level. So Dr. Bruce Lipton, back in the 70s, he's been talking about this back in the, since the 70s. He took the cell of muscle tissue and he put it into three different petri dishes. One petri dish had the environment, had other cells of bone cells, one fat cells, and the third one, indeed, muscle cells. And what he had found during his studies when you the microscopes got better and better and more powerful, that when you look deeper and deeper and deeper into a cell, into deeper, the deepest you can go, there's actually nothing substantial there. There's nothing tangible there. It was just energy. Mm-hmm. The deepest core of a cell is made up of energy. Mm-hmm. And so with this experiment, he allowed these cells to grow, these muscle cells to grow in each of these three petri dishes. In the muscle petri dish, sure enough, it grew muscle. However, in the bone petri dish, it grew bone cells. Mm-hmm. That cell that had the default pattern of growing muscle shifted and became what its environment was, which was a bone cell instead. And same too with the fat cells. It grew as a fat cell. And so this is an awareness of power that we can have about ourselves, that if I just change the environment that my predetermined self is residing in, I change to be a different self, a self that I choose, a self that works well for me in my future.
I want to be a frog.
They're very low expectations, aren't you?
No, but on the deepest level, that is so true that we think that our bodies are completely fixed as they are, and our health is fixed. But that's not true. We also know that genes express on the basis of this is what you're saying. Our genes express on the basis of the environment that we put it in.
Absolutely.
So we talked about how that brain changing, who knows what the impact of that is, because as we challenge ourselves and we challenge our brain to change, our epigenetics is going to change. It's going to switch on our genes, and this is getting totally into science still, which is really cool.
I didn't realize that we were scientists, but we're going pretty well.
We're doing pretty well. This is my basic
work.
I did do first year science back in the day.
You're much more educated than I am, Shannon. I completed year 10. So if you want life experience, come this way.
If you want someone who started science but didn't quite finish science, then I'm your girl. But anyway, it's why I'm not a geneticist. But anyway, let's talk about epigenetics, because epigenetics is the expression of genes, and we know now that our genes change, or what is expressed within us changes based on our environment, exactly like what you said. So let's say we change the way we do things, and therefore our brain has changed because we know that it does change. I wonder what genes are going to get expressed from there.
It's a very powerful concept. I'm really pleased you brought this up, because there's Marshall Goldsmith. He's a management coach from decades in America. Great. And his great book, which is What Got You Here Won't Get You There. So right now we have achieved all we can to date with our current mindset. If we want to shift a gear up, go to a next level, whatever, do the next big thing, we need a different mindset, and that is the power of the changeable mindset, the growth mindset, that can improve in leaps and bounds. We need that growth mindset.
I actually love that. That's profound. We've used profound more than once in this podcast.
Hey, it's a quality podcast. Shannon, what do you expect?
I think you laugh, but let's just remind ourselves why we started this, Julie. We were having these conversations anyway. we're hoping that people start listening to this going, that's an interesting conversation and just want to be a part of it. So if you've found it profound on any level, we would love for you to let us know. If you haven't found it profound, that's cool. You're still at the end of the podcast. So, I mean, I'm going to assume you've taken something from it.
You've either got to have more things in your life to distract you from boring podcasts, or you've found it's interesting.
Yeah, one of the two. Depends what mindset you have as to which one you're going to go with. Do we have any parting words for our listeners today, Julie?
I think we were talking at the very start when we were thinking about the planning around the podcast, it'd be great to have a takeaway. And certainly my takeaway from this is to try to catch myself when I say one of those non-growth mindset things, you know, such as, oh, I'm just too busy, which I actually never say. I've got a commitment never to say I'm too busy. I'm wonderfully busy.
I actually removed busy from my vocabulary. I don't use it at all. So when people say, have you been busy? I'm like, well, no, I don't.
I've been fulfilled. I've been enthusiastic.
I've been doing things.
I've been contributing.
So, yeah, I removed it. It's gone.
That's a very limiting belief thing as well. And when you really start to tap into all the limiting beliefs that you even have with business, that I have trouble charging fees, I have trouble with sales, that marketing technique never works, all of the many areas, I encourage all the listeners just to be aware this coming week of where are you showing up with a limiting belief, and if you want a better outcome from whatever's going on in that moment, what could you do? Just give yourself one or two thoughts of what you could do to get a better outcome.
And I'm going to extend further for my own benefit. And if this benefits you, dear listener, please take it on board. The awareness around where I've had limitations and continue to have limitations. So we all drag baggage with us. Unless you've become a monk and fully let go of all of your stuff, and in which case, again, what are you doing listening to this podcast?
Just for fun, just to have a laugh.
Just for a laugh. But we carry a fair bit of baggage with us. And that baggage is we use to justify who we are. I am this person because I've got all of this story that I bring with me. And that story I've become aware of has created a fixed sense of who I am and what my limitations are. So what I'm doing is now taking that growth mindset approach and thinking about, oh, hang on, catching myself. Oh, I just thought that that's how I was always going to be because that's how I have been. So I'm now going, if I'm aware that I've got that feeling or that sense of that that's me and I want to change it, what do I now need to do to actually change that? So I'm challenging pretty much all of this sense of who I think I am so that I become nothing, a frog.
A frog. Yeah, lovely. That's very good. Wonderful topic, Shannon. Thanks so much for bringing it up. You're glorious.
You are glorious. Stop it, you glorious lady. And happy birthday for your
The 11th of November.
I'm excited.
So 50 years old in lockdown. Feels like it's been 50 years.
Fingers crossed we'll still be able to get out and have a coffee or something, a glass of wine. That's it.
I'm getting out no matter what the rules are. Well, thank you. I look forward to speaking with you next time, Shannon, and having all of our wonderful listeners on board.
Thank you. Bye.